from the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. I'm Philip Graham. Melissa Hale Spencer is reporting for the Altamont Enterprise. Half of the food pantries in the Capital District are experiencing an extreme increase in need. According to Natasha Pernitka, Executive Director of the Food Pantries for the Capital District, food security affects more than 1 in 10 people in the Capital District, she said. Pernitka said on August 5th, and I quote, "It doesn't mean they're starving. It means they don't have access to healthy food or the resources for it on a regular basis," end quote. Pernitka oversees a network of 65 food pantries, half of them in Albany County. She said the pandemic, and I quote, "is exasperating the struggles a number of people are already dealing with. This year, year-to-date, a third of the pantries in Albany County are seeing an increase in service. We're seeing a lot of new people," end quote. More than 20% of the food distributed by food pantries goes to children, and more than 10% goes to seniors. Pernitka wants to get the word out that the pantries are there to help everyone. Service is not income-based. She said, so for individuals who are temporarily laid off, you go home with a minimum of 3 days of grocery items. Some pantries have household products. We also carry diapers and formula, end quote. Homebound residents in need of food can call the food pantries for the Capital District at 518-458-1167. In Greene and Columbia counties, food pantries are located in Catskill, Chatham, Ghent, Greenville, Hudson, Round Top, and Valencia. And you can read the full story in the Altamont Enterprise. David Lim is reporting for Politico.com. Only 14% of American voters said they would get a coronavirus vaccine based on the recommendation of President Donald Trump, according to a new Politico Morning Consult poll. Respondents were far more likely to take the advice of their family, 46%, the CDC, 43%, and or Dr. Anthony Fauci, 43%. 30% said they would be more likely to get vaccinated if the World Health Organization recommended it. More voters said they would get vaccinated on the advice of presumptive Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden, 20%, or former President Barack Obama, 24%, than Trump. The White House recently disclosed to Politico its plan to enlist the help of sports and entertainment celebrities to encourage Americans to be vaccinated when the time comes. But few respondents to the Politico poll said they would find an endorsement by LeBron James, Oprah Winfrey, or Tom Brady a compelling argument in favor of the vaccine. The Politico Morning Consult poll was conducted online from July 31st to August 2nd of a national sample of 1,991 registered voters. Read the full story at politico.com. Masara Mikati is reporting for the Times Union. A group of attorneys led by the New York Civil Liberties Union and Prisoner Legal Services of New York and the U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement have reached a settlement in a lawsuit brought against the government over detainee living conditions at the Buffalo Federal Detention Center during the coronavirus pandemic. Under the settlement, medically vulnerable individuals being held at the Batavia Detention Center will now receive a number of accommodations to prevent contracting the virus. John Ping, one of the attorneys behind the case, said, and I quote, "The foundational piece is what we've been pushing for all along, protections for every vulnerable individual. Along with these protections, we want to make sure that people within the facility know what their rights are," end quote. The settlement was filed last week and authorized by U.S. District Judge Lawrence Valdaro August 3rd. It established that vulnerable people must be housed alone in their own cells, have the ability to eat their meals in their own cells, and receive biweekly COVID-19 testing. They also have the option to shower in isolation and have access to shower disinfectant, masks, and soap. Batavia staff and officers have been ordered to wear masks when interacting with medically at-risk individuals as well. Each detainee must be provided with notification of these new rights. The lawsuit was filed in May and claimed the facility had not been enforcing guidelines to protect individuals under their supervision from COVID-19 in violation of a federal judge's April order. In a statement, the ICE Buffalo Field Office Director commended the facility's response to the pandemic as, and I quote, exemplary, end quote. He said, and I quote, there are currently no active cases of COVID-19 at the facility. The settlement reached has affirmed the value of proactive measures previously undertaken, which has protected both staff and detainees. And you can read the full story in the Times Union. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. The local weather reports, public meetings, community information, or COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Graham. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.